Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shamaria. I'm very excited to be here. An aha moment for me was when the book talks about wishing your desires will materialize will not bring you riches. So to do that, to attain any goal that you have, you must have a burning desire combined with the belief that you can do it, back with the purpose. So I found that very interesting. And I know that you have to put in the work. You can't just say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. No, you have to actually put in the work. Anything you put your mind to, you can do. So that was an aha moment for me.
And yes, and I do share her opinions and her point of view on this because, like, basically, according to Napoleon Hill, desire is the starting point of all achievement. And first he said, like, in the book, you have to fix your mind for the exact amount of money you desire to achieve, then determine exactly what you are willing to commit to receiving this amount of money, like specifically an exact date by when you want to achieve it. You have to create a plan and take the first step immediately, and then describe your desire in a clear and concise sentence. Finally, read the statement out loud every single day. What people mostly do is, like, they have it somewhere, maybe on their car, on their phone, or they record themselves saying it, then listen to it, like, on a daily basis. It does help. So the six steps are a part of basically a transformation of what you really desire in your mind into basically a physical equivalent. So it's the beginning of the key principle of the book, The Shadow of Desire, which does lead to the power of your subconscious mind to accomplish whatever you want to do and die to do so. So the first chapter really resonated us, and I guess that makes you understand that if you don't have a burning desire, you cannot go nowhere. You cannot, if you don't have a proper plan, you can't achieve your goal. So this is my opinion of this chapter. Shamaria, you want to add anything else?
No, I think you really hit it on the nail. Really good. That was a really good summary. And I really do agree. This book is really good at just helping you open your mind and open your eyes to things. So for sure, writing down your plan, having a time about where you want to achieve it, and working on that goal every single day, repeating it to yourself twice a day, morning, night, or whenever, to achieve a goal, I think that's amazing. And anytime, like, soon you will achieve that goal just because you believe that you will achieve that goal, and you're putting in the work
exactly
to achieve the goal.
And I say, like, most of the time, it's good not to be scared, because you might fail while trying to achieve it, but it's just like believing that those failures will help you in the future. Nobody has, like, a clear path. Nobody just wake up one day and just become a billionaire or just achieve what he or she wants to achieve. They went through a lot of impediments, a lot of issues, until, like, they reached, like, the desired point. So basically, it's a long road full of impediments, full of people that might not want you to be successful, but believing in yourself will help you to get wherever you want to get to. So that was my opinion, and I guess that's it for today. Shamaria, I will talk to you next week, and
yes,
we'll talk about chapter 2, part 1, faith.
Yes.
So thank you so
very
much.
Excited. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.